Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're back here on The Scoot Show with your guest host, me, Ian Oak. Coleman's in the jar on the ones and twos. Thanks for being with us today. In the last hour, we spoke to Colin Thomas Jensen, who is the director of impact at the Aurora Humanitarian Initiative. Before that, he worked with USAID in Ukraine, Sudan, and the Middle East. He called us from Armenia today. I hate to say interesting conversation because that doesn't quite cover it. It was interesting, but it was also really made me really sad. And I mean, you call me what you want. You know, you're a squish, you're a bleeding heart, whatever. Yeah, it makes me sad to think of 14 million people dying because they don't have clean water because we told them we would give it to them and then we yanked it away because we didn't want to spend 0.1% of the federal budget on that. That makes me sad. But, you know, we kind of concluded that conversation with him talking about the work that his organization done. And it always makes me think of this phrase. I don't know, maybe some of you remember this. After the Bataclan terror attack in Paris, I guess it was about 10 years ago, these Islamic terrorists shot up this nightclub and killed like 150 people in Paris. And there was a father on TV who was explaining to his very young child how they should be feeling in that moment, knowing that all those people were dead or wounded and their families shattered, this community terrified. And he said, look for the helpers. Yes, there are bad people out there in the world. Yes, they will hurt people, but there's always people that come to help. And that's who you should focus on. So if you feel a little bit put out or helpless or don't know what to do about, you know, people that are going to suffer and get sick and die as a result of these foreign aid cuts, look for the helpers. Colin shouted out, you know, some organizations we're very familiar with here, Doctors Without Borders, Red Cross, all these different rescue nonprofits and non-governmental organizations. You know, give them some money. Be a helper yourself. There's a text message here that says, I understand that foreign aid is critical, but is it still going to be done through the State Department instead of USAID? Yes, and I'm sorry I didn't really think to mention that earlier. I didn't think it was incredibly germane to what we were talking about, but I understand now that, you know, people want to know. USAID has been taken over by the State Department. Sounds good, right? Well, let's dive into the fine print. Guess what percent of USAID's workforce is being merged into the State Department? Less than 6%. If USAID had 100 employees, Elon Musk fired 94 of them and merged the other six into the State Department. Which, by the way, bears mentioning, the State Department is also not done with their staff reduction. There's more cuts coming to the State Department. So who God knows what's going to happen next. These staff reductions, these budget cuts, make these agencies less effective. And there are some people that say, yeah, good, that's what we want. But I bet most people listening right now don't think we want a less effective State Department. I bet most people listening right now do not really see the utility in giving up on six decades of this development work that helped America get closer to the mission, to the vision that we all believe in. We're supposed to be the shining city on the hill. We're supposed to be leaders. We're not just the biggest, most powerful country with the most money. We're also, I think in many ways, or we like to think about ourselves this way, the most morally upstanding. Does that mean we always do everything right and we've never screwed anything up? No, of course not. But righteousness matters when it comes to foreign policy. When it comes to domestic policy, righteousness matters to me. And I bet it matters to most of you listening. And we'll move on here in a little bit. But let's just remember this turning point in history where the government almost overnight decided that no, that's not part of what we are. That's not a part of what makes America special. Interesting. If you are on hold, stay there. I'm going to start taking your calls right now. Let's go to James and Harvey. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother. First, I want to say some great shows this week. I did have more fun listening than talking. But I've got two things I want to say. First, my mother had six children. My father left us after he gave her the blessing of six children. She didn't have a lot of education. No matter who we brought home, the six of us, even though my mom didn't have a lot of training, education, if we brought a friend home, no matter what we had, we shared it. I thought that's the way our government, I thought that's where America was, but I guess I'm wrong. The second one is, I want to revive some history. Coleman made me think of it when he asked about climate change being all bad. Mm-hmm. There's something we seem to have forgotten about, and it was called the ozone layer. We invented something called CFCs that was destroying the ozone layer. Mm-hmm. And we decided to get rid of CFCs and do some other things that were supposed to fix the ozone layer by 2038, I believe, or 2040. But because we are doing other stupid things, in my opinion, they're stupid, now the ozone layer is scheduled to be repaired. Even right now, it's 2055. We used to launch rockets in the name of betterment for humanity, exploration, science. We launch rockets now for tourist trips and recreation. Those things destroy the ozone layer. Those things, the rocket fuel is not regulated. Half the time, these private organizations don't even tell you what they're using. And we're destroying our ozone layer in the name of fun. And that's just my rant for today.
That's a good deal. I think, I think you're spot on, James. It's kind of wild how much, it's people like to say like, oh, the climate is changing because poor people drive cars with low fuel efficiency, or poor people burn garbage, or poor people do this, poor people do that. Scientists will tell you it is not the behavior of the world's poor that is contributing to climate change. It is the behavior of the world's rich. It is the recreational activities of the top 1%, the billionaire class, that does most to drive, you know, these knock-on effects. James, I wanted to say, you know, in response to the kind of the first half of your comment there, you know, the text line is just full of people. And I don't think these are, you know, not compassionate people. I don't think these are people who don't care if, you know, a large city's worth of people on the other side of the planet is starving to death because of decisions that we made here. But they say, you know, well, why don't we take care of ourselves first? Why don't we do this first? Why don't we take care of veteran homelessness first? Why don't we take care of the poor people in America? There is a very large vocal group of people in America, in American politics, who have been demanding that we do that kind of work for half a century. And we do not do it because we think it's too woke. You know what I mean? It's like, why, if I want to help Party A and you say, well, you can't help Party A until you help Party B. And I say, oh, well, let's help Party B. And your response is, well, we're not going to do that because that's socialism. You know, what the hell are we doing here? Shut up. Shut up with that. Miss me with that nonsense. I can't believe people are still, as a society, we're still falling for that false binary choice. We can and should do both. And if you're not helping, get out of the way. I guess that's my rant, James. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, dude. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, James. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to Patrick in New Orleans. You're on the air, sir. Good afternoon.
Hey, Ian. Man, you've had some good shows, and thank you for doing what you do. It's important. Look, I don't know how anyone can look at a television or the screen and watch kids in Gaza who had nothing to do with any of the atrocities dying. And like, how do you, from starvation, how do you call yourself a Christian and rationalize that in your head?
Yes, yes.
That's the one thing that I just can't. I can't understand that. And, you know, what's going on in America today, my Uncle Harry stepped off a Higgins boat at Normandy. He taught me what the values of America, you know, were. And he would be turning over in his grave. I mean, what we have today is a shell game. It's three-card Monte. It's like, as far as you were talking about immigration yesterday, there's so much going on that people's like critical thinking skills are just gone. It's like, if this was really about, we have an immigration problem. Mm-hmm. We have, but if it was really about that, why wouldn't you just come out and say, look, for those of you who are in the country illegally, you have 6 months to go to these satellite offices, sign up, come in, get your fingerprints, get your eye scan. We know where everyone is. Mm-hmm. For all the companies out there that hire these people, because they do serve a value, they start paying taxes immediately. Those who need a temporary visa or a temporary work license have to pay. And maybe over a period of time, they become a U.S. citizen. That's the American dream. Mm-hmm. Everyone else, call them a bad hombre or whatever, they get kicked out after 6 months. This isn't about that. This is about chaos and distraction. Mm-hmm. And it's about taking away our civil liberties. Mm-hmm. Look, in that big, disgusting bill, $175 billion goes to DHS, Department of Homeland Security. What do you think they're going to do with it? They're building internment camps. Do you think it's just going to be immigrants? If you think that, something's wrong with you. Every day your freedoms are being taken away, and y'all better wake up. Mm-hmm. Every day. And for all of our great uncles that fought in World War II, I tell you what. Look, I this infuriates me that you can't take single issues and say, you know what, I'm a veteran, and I want this money to go here. Well, you know what? They just cut your money, too. That suicide hotline, they cut that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that.
Look, I apologize for going on the rant, but this is important because nobody's saying it. you know, people fought for the ideals of America. This isn't America. It's disgusting to watch a kid starving on TV. We give Israel billions of dollars only to create more problems. And you know what? You don't think those kids are going to turn out to be terrorists?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be different if we walked in with the American flag and said, you know what? Here's some food. This is who we are. You know, we're just good people.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You're right about everything, Patrick. And thanks for the call. It was really well said. We have so many arguments. Call them what you want. An argument, a discussion, a back and forth about the role of religion in government. And I am not here to say that I wish that, you know, Christianity was the official religion of the United States government and that everybody, you had to have prayer in schools and, you know, X, Y, and Z, all the different ways that that can manifest in a sort of theocratic government. I'm not asking for that. But if we're going to have a majority of people in this country, both Republican and Democrat and independent, would say this is a Christian nation. Well, where's the works? That's very good for you that you feel better because, you know, maybe we'll have 10 commandments on the walls in classrooms in Louisiana and then maybe later across the country. Good for you. But if we're not doing anything to help starving, sick, thirsty people around the world, that's where the work is. What does it profit, brothers and sisters? Your faith will not save you if you do not have the works. And if you demand adherence to a certain faith from your government, you better be damn sure that they're doing the work. And it's pretty hard to look at what's happening today and saying that that is happening. We'll be right.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Back. This is a tough conversation, but I'm glad we're having it. I had initially hoped, you know, with my last day hosting this week, to do something a little more fun, something that might make you laugh, something that might make me laugh. We don't always get what we want. Sometimes unlooked for things do happen. The Bible says, whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me. Should that guide U.S. foreign policy? Especially where humanitarian services like clean water and sanitation in that regard. Maybe the Bible's not your not your thing. Well, if helping people abroad helps prevent disease outbreaks, it helps prevent chaotic mass migration, if it helps prevent terrorism, why do you want to cut foreign aid if it makes us less safe in the long run to do so? Even if you don't think that we have enough money to do these things, even if you don't think we have a moral obligation to do these things, if neither of those resonates with you, I would hope at least you'll recognize that it makes you more safe. It makes someone in your family less likely to have to go fight in a foreign war if we use this soft power to make people's lives better. And yeah, that costs taxpayer money. Like Colin said, there's a lot of things that cost a lot more taxpayer money than this, and we never talk about them. We never hear people complaining about them. They never get 20 minutes of Jesse Waters devoted to them. But gleefully, joyfully, we dismantled and destroyed this program. And now in the next 5 years, there's going to be an additional 14 million excess deaths, almost 5 million of them babies. Was it worth it? Let's take a couple phone calls. I'd like to go to Andy in Central City. Andy, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks, Ian. Yeah, this is a pressing topic to discuss just because it's basically robber barons, and it's just repeating history. And we fail to remember Pearl Harbor. We fail to remember 9/11. We fail to recognize that we're a global power. And like it or not, we're an accidental empire. It's an excellent book. Whether we intentionally or unintentionally did it, we have an outsized proportion of the world's economy, and we're just 350 or 450 million people of it. And if you stick your head in the sand and continue to keep doing what you're doing, you're going to be the most susceptible to King of the Hill. We are going to be attacked, and it's going to come straight down on MAGA, because MAGA is the least educated. And me saying that makes me part of the problem, because I don't have a solution other than to say, boy, oh boy, it's the blind leading the blind, the dumb leading the dumb. When you actually can also step back and look at it from both sides, it's the extreme left that also does it, because the extreme left has been exploited to such a degree. They refuse to help the Democratic Party. They refuse to recognize that MAGA is fascist. They refuse to recognize that the whole loss of our media, whether it's locally or, you know, anything else. I'm now in Central City, and I see such wealth inequality, and it stems from lack of local journalism calling out all the Airbnbs, all the equity funds, buying up all this property, making it less affordable. And then we have MAGA cutting all the social services. It's just a recipe for disaster. And I'll land my plane there. It's depressing.
What keeps you going, Andy? I mean, you know, I kind of vacillate back and forth between really being quite fatalist about a lot of this stuff to some of the time. You know, it's like I'm thinking about, you know, planning for my future, you know, starting a family, buying a house, doing all these things. And I wonder, you know, is that the best use of my time? Is that what I'm called to do, is just kind of tuck into the status quo? Or are we at an inflection point in our society, in our country, where we're called to something greater? I don't know what to do.
Well, actually, what you can do is continue doing what you are doing, Ian, and that's a good service, and it's calling these things out, because whether we like it or not, we're both being played by both sides. And until people can recognize that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, you know, just a little bit of aid throughout these areas to stabilize things. My most disgusting thing that's happened is the latest thing, what's the Secretary of State pawn presently, Mark, what's his face?
Rubio.
Marco Rubio. Rubio has said, has made an ultimatum that says, it says something to the lines of, if a country disputes its election results, the United States should not say anything about it and remain neutral. That's the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard in my entire life. That's the first time in the United States' history we've ever said, oh, we don't want to be involved in, you know, if we see something bad, we're not going to do anything or say anything about it, because it helps the
Yeah. Yeah. It's an abdication of leadership. Actual leadership, that's grounded in principle, standing up for something, is apparently too hard. You know, now it's easier just to be a bully and say, well, you're going to do what I want you to do, or we're going to hit you with 50% tariffs, which is really a tax on Americans. But forget about that for a second. You know, stuff like that. It's just crazy how fast things have turned in the last 10 years. It's impossible to think that even at his worst, George Bush would not have taken his shoe off and banged it on the podium and says, no, we do care about, you know, preventing diseases in countries with, you know, developing governments and healthcare systems. We do care about providing clean water. We do care about providing medicine. We do care about providing food, and we do care about free and fair elections. And now that'll get you kicked out of that party. And I just can't believe how fast that happened and how much we're not talking about that. All right. Well, Andy, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to Irvin in Hammond. Mr. Irvin, nice to hear from you. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm coming at you.
Irvin, are you there? Hello? Hey, Irvin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, go ahead, man. You're on the air. What's up? Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I just want to put a little relevance in this. Right now, the national debt has surpassed the Department of Defense as in spending. It's a number two spender behind the social programs. And we have played Santa Claus and big police dog for the world since World War II. Mm-hmm. You know, we have gone into all places of the world and done everything. We've tried to protect the world. It's all good, but we got a problem. We're about to pass on a national debt that you and I probably won't have to worry too much about, but the next two or three generations, it's going to crash this country.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I think we need to take care of people and we need to defend ourselves, one of the things I do like about Trump is we've told Germany, we've told Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain, hey, you got to step up and start getting not only 2% of your GDP into defense, but you got to put more in there, because we've been putting more in there.
They're doing like 5%
now,
huh?
Back out. Huh?
Oh, I think they were doing like 5% GDP now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been the police dog of the world. We've kept this world out of World War III. And, I mean, we've checked Russia. We're checking China, you know. And my point is, you know, we do have to look at budget restraints, although Trump has gone too far in one direction. I want to remind the audience, before 1935, 36, with Roosevelt's New Deal, none of these social programs were in place. Before the Great Society of Lyndon B. Johnson, none of those programs were in place. And yes, it was hard life in America, but it made Americans work hard and be responsible. What we've done now with the Social Security was intended as an old age pension. Now we have lawyers and companies that are saying, hey, I can get you disability. If I don't get you disability, you don't owe me nothing. We got people in this country seeking Social Security disability so they can get out of the workforce. That's not what Social Security was intended for. And so we do have to rein in the little places where we just money's flowing to consider the future generations. You know, we keep spending and spending that. We're not even paying the principal on the debt anymore. We're just paying the interest. This would be like getting a $200,000 home and paying forever on it, never paying the principal now. So I'm just trying to bring some rationalization. And yes, we need to help the world, but we need to look at places things can be cut, and Trump is going too far. And we need to tell the rest of the world, we're not going to be the Santa Claus of the world, you know, for everybody. And we're not going to be the big dog defending everybody from the big bad wolves.
Yeah.
We've got to start thinking about ourselves.
Let me get in here, Irvin, because I think you bring up some really good points. Let me first say, if Donald Trump has badgered other, you know, modern industrialized countries with big militaries into spending more of their gross domestic product on defense, you know, in service of everybody else around the world, great. I'm thrilled. I got no complaints about that. I'm not totally sure how he did it, but if it means that we have to spend slightly less money and other countries have to spend slightly more, God knows they can afford it. I'm absolutely, completely in favor of that. To your point about the debt and the deficit, you know, I'm old enough to remember when I was 16 years old and Bill Clinton left us with a budget surplus. And then what did we spend all that on? We gave it back in the form of tax cuts, right? And it's and here we are now with the big, beautiful bill, which managed to not only add $3.4 trillion to the debt, but at the same time is cutting spending across the federal government precipitously. So how are we adding money to the debt and at the same time we're cutting spending? Where is that discrepancy? It's more tax cuts. If we would stop cutting taxes for the wealthiest people, and I'm not talking about you and me and working class Americans for whom, you know, these deductions are a big deal and it helps us put food on the tables. I'm talking about the billionaire class that can afford to pay more in taxes. If we would stop giving them tax cuts, you would see we'd be bending the curve down and we would see the debt shrink. We would see the deficit shrink, and then we can get, you know, maybe a little bit more clear-eyed about how we want to spend that money, right? So I understand these entitlement programs that you mentioned. There is fraud and waste and abuse in there, and I hope we go after those people, those bad actors. Some of them are recipients. Some of them are doctors. Some of them are healthcare executives. You know, stamp it all out. But you can't stop providing care to people that need it. And at the end of the day, that's not where all the money is going. All the money is going to tax cuts. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Well, you know, I agree. And Bill Bradley had the solution when he was in the Senate. And they don't want to do it. It's a flat tax, whether it's 7%, 9%. And you pay it. You know, no matter how low, how high you are, you're going to pay it. You're not going to get out of paying it. You know, you're not charitable deductions you'll have to do on your own. And, of course, CPAs and accountants loan knock that down, because that's going to put them out of business and all the people that are going through the tax books trying to figure every loophole there is. And we know Congress puts loopholes in that serve themselves. The last thing I'm going to say is both parties are against the agenda of America, because neither party cares about really getting tough on the debt and balancing our budgets. We need a balanced budget amendment. And we need term limits for our Congress people, and then we'd probably be on the right path. I'll give it to you.
I think you're right. I think, Andy, this is a great conversation, a smart chat. I'm glad we have it. People have heard me say before, I don't think you need term limits if you have more competitive elections, but that's a conversation for another day. We'll come back with more of your calls and texts. If you're on hold, please stay there. I will get to you as soon as I can. And I'm stacking up some texts. I'll read some of those, too. (sighs) 504-260-1870 is the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line. If you've ever struggled to find food or to get clean, safe drinking water, God bless you. Most people on the planet can't say the same thing. And if there's no other thing that we take away from this conversation today, count your blessings. You know, our lives are full of stresses. There's things that are suboptimal about my life and yours, I'm sure. Things that are difficult, things that we wish we were different. But for the grace of God, you don't have to send your 8-year-old out on a 5-mile hike to bring back a Home Depot bucket full of clean water. We'll be right back.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I will remind you, it's a brand new day, right? It's Thursday, and today is a great opportunity for you to once again go enter those contests that we have at our website at wwl.com/contests. We got two contests we're running right now. We're giving away a pair of Saints tickets to the Jacksonville game on Sunday, August 17th. We're also giving away a Generac GP6500 portable generator worth almost $1,000. Wouldn't it be nice to have a portable generator so next time the power goes out, you're just like, I still got air conditioning. And all your neighbors come over and they're like, hey, man, can we use your air conditioning? And you say, yeah, man, bring a couple Miller's Light in here and you can hang out with me and enjoy my air conditioning. Anyway, all that is to say each of those contests, if you look at the fine print, says you can enter once per email address per day. So if you have already entered to win the Saints tickets or to win the generator from Craig's Electrical, but you haven't done so today, go do it. And then do it again tomorrow. And then do it again the day after that. Do it again the day after that. And your chances of winning these prizes just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Neat, huh? On the Oaken Art Jewelers talk and text line, here is a text that says, I feel like this conversation is moving towards you blaming the United States for all the people that are starving in the world. And that is just not the case. How did you get to that, man? You feel like I'm blaming the United States for all the people that are starving in the world? No. No, I am not blaming the United States for all the people that are starving in the world. Starvation has been around for as long as there have been people. It's not a problem that the United States created. But the reason that we're talking about this in particular today is there are people who were not going to starve, or people who were not going to die of dysentery or malaria until January of this year, when the programs that made those preventative measures possible were destroyed by a ketamine-addled billionaire man-child with a toy chainsaw. That is where the blame lies. I'm not talking about the United States of America is to blame for starvation around the world, but political decisions that we make here have impacts in other places. And I think it's okay if we just take a little time away from just the daily snipery, just to look around at what we hath wrought with these decisions, with these aid cuts. You're never going to feel the impact of those cuts, but I hope that you at least know about them. Here's a text message about national debt. I had a conversation with Andy just a little while ago. Well, that wasn't Andy, was it? That was Irvin. Text message says, adding $3 trillion to the national debt is bad, but why did we not hear about Biden's debt increase or Obama's increase of $9.3 trillion? I think that's a fair question. And I have a fast answer, which is that Obama came into office at a time when the bottom had quite fallen out of the American economy. Something like 12 million people became unemployed overnight or whatever. We almost lost General Motors. That company almost folded. There were so many different fires that needed to be put out when Barack Obama took office. We had to spend a lot of money to solve those problems. The stimulus package and all that cost a lot of money. Maybe you think that we didn't need to spend that money, and we can have that conversation. But Barack Obama did not increase the debt by $9.3 trillion by cutting taxes for Elon Musk. Similarly, you know, we'll see what happens when we're, you know, a few years farther away. But I don't think any debt increase that happened under Joe Biden was due to anything except pandemic relief. We didn't have any gigantic sweeping pieces of legislation that added a trillion or $2 trillion to the debt. The bipartisan infrastructure bill, the CHIPS Act and stuff. Yeah, those cost money, but not trillions of dollars that we tacked onto the debt. Those programs were paid for. So anytime you want to say, oh, well, why did such and such increase the debt, or why did this president increase the debt? You know, look at what was happening during their time in office. It's like, you know, if Coleman goes into the kitchen right now and buys all the Dr. Pepper out of the vending machine, and I go, where did all the Dr. Pepper go? Like, man, Coleman bought it. Because Coleman loves Dr. Pepper. I don't know. Dr. Pepper's really not even your drink of choice, is it?
Not my drink of choice, but I still drink it.
You need to drink a Dr. Pepper.
And I will drink the last one if I see it's the one left. I said, that one's for me. I own it.
Okay, great. Well, I understand creamy coconut Dr. Pepper is coming back. So maybe when it does, you and I can enjoy a few more of those. I guess we'll do the news bomb after the 3 o'clock news. I kind of blew it off this hour because I wanted to talk to you instead. But I still got time to talk to you. If you want to react to anything you've heard so far on the air today, please give me a call. Number is 504-260-1870. I think you know my style by now. I'm quite willing to just give people a little bit of runway and say what they want to say and have a conversation and not a fight. Maybe that sounds good to you. Maybe it doesn't. But I would love to talk to you in any case. 504-260-1870. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot. He'll be back tomorrow, and I'll be back right after this. Stick around. The Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project is officially dead. Jeff Landry canceled it. It was, you know, and it wasn't without controversy, but it seemed like it was kind of settled. The science was certainly settled, and it seems like the money was there. But Governor Landry said because of cost concerns and concerns about fisheries, you know, maybe concerns to other restoration projects. He had to cancel this one. A lot of people are pretty upset about this. Do you think that short-term economic considerations trump long-term environmental concerns? Like, I'm not sympathetic to the fishery guys and the oysters and the people who had something to lose from this project. But if we do nothing, those fisheries, those oyster beds, those communities won't be here in 50 years anyway. It's like if I have cancer, but the chemotherapy is going to make me sick, do I decide not to do the chemo because it's going to make me sick, or I just let the cancer kill me? We'll talk to David Muth about that after the jump. Here's Chris Miller with the news.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.